Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You better, you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
All right, back here on You Better, You Bet. It is a Friday, and while much of the attention of the sports world right now is centered around Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League, other events going on in sports this weekend that are very much worth our attention, including UFC 257, headlined by the return of the notorious Conor McGregor as he takes on Dustin Poirier in the main event. Joining us now to talk about that and some of the rest of the fights on the card for UFC 257 is our buddy Reed Wallach, content producer for Radio.com Sports Betting. Everyone follow him on Twitter, Reed Wallach. Wallach spelled W-A-L-L-A-C-H. Reed, welcome to You Better, You Bet. Great to have you on the show. How you feeling, Megan, as a big UFC, big MMA guy ahead of Conor McGregor's return to the octagon on Saturday night?
I'm pumped for this card. First of all, Nick, Ken, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. First time on the show, so this is exciting. But I'm pumped for this card. Not only just Conor coming back, he looks great. There's a co-main that's going to be an absolute banger in Dan Hooker and Michael Chandler. There's a great woman's fight down further on the main card. Prelim's awesome. It's just going to be a lot of fun. I'm pumped that, you know, UFC's back in the pay-per-view swing.
Yeah, and we'll get into some of the kind of the specific fights in a second. The McGregor fight, the Hooker fight, like you mentioned, the co-main event, some of the other fights on the undercard that you like. Let's just start with, you know, I'm always really fascinated, you know, not to make this is not a mathy question at all. It can actually be no math whatsoever. Just like how you handicap a fight, right? It's different than a game. Mm-hmm. It's different than, you know, like you watch hockey or football or basketball, you have points and goals and metrics. This one, it's like, well, this guy chokes people and this guy kicks people, so he should be minus 150. Like, I just converting that into a number. Like, I mean, it sounds like there's just so much like intuition or feel involved when you're like, are you watching a lot of tape? Are you like, how are you kind of putting together what you think valuable bets are for a sport like this?
So typically when I'm betting UFC, I just inherently, I'm looking at the underdog first, especially when you get plus 150, plus 200, plus 250, because like you said, it's still a fight. You know, one fighter could still knock out the other fighter, could still choke out the other fighter. They're professionals. You know, it's some of these lines get a little out of control. And I guess I could dive into that with the Conor line, but typically, you know, there is some gut feel. It's all about styles though. Styles make fights. If, you know, you're getting a great grappler who could take this to the mat, maybe get a submission, but also just dominate, score well, they might match up with someone who is just a, you know, stand-up fighter and doesn't have great takedown defense. It's sometimes as simple as that. So I'm typically looking for styles and then also just how is the market perceiving this particular fighter? And is the line kind of out of control? Usually the UFC is kind of pushing certain young fighters, and sometimes there's just almost too much hype around them that they become minus 400, minus 500, and they just shouldn't be. They're just overhyped now. And sometimes it's valuable. You look dumb sometimes, but you also sometimes are cashing plus 350 tickets easily with a first round knockout. And it's the easiest money you ever made.
And Reed, we know this, and anyone listening knows this, even if you're not a big UFC fan, there's no more hyped fighter in all of the UFC than the notorious Conor McGregor. So McGregor minus 305 right now over at Bet Rivers over Dustin Poirier. And UFC fans will remember that McGregor basically like launched his career. The springboard to his career was knocking Dustin Poirier out back in 2014. Now, Poirier, a different fighter at this point. So curious as to your cap of how this is going to go. Is McGregor going to want to stand and slug with Poirier? We know that this fight going to the decision is like plus like 650. So yeah. The anticipation is this will end before it goes to the judge's decision. Maybe that's actually Conor McGregor's best strategy, though, to try to get it and to win a decision. How do you see this fight playing out? Who wins, and how do you think it happens?
So there's two ways this fight's going to go. You're either getting a Conor knockout early, or this fight's going to go long where Dustin could, in my opinion, becomes very live to pull the upset. And that's kind of where my handicap's at. You know, Conor's now out over 300. There's one-way traffic on Conor. Everyone is betting Conor. Obviously, it's his big return. I now think that this line has kind of just gotten a little out of control. He was minus 310, minus 330 last year against Donald Cerrone, who at the tail end of his career, he was getting a big push and he knocked him out in 40 seconds. There was a clear mismatch. Everyone knew that was going to happen. So now he's being lined the same way against a championship level fighter in Dustin Poirier. I just think it's a little too high for me. So I can't bet Conor at that number just because Poirier has a shot. You know, I know he got knocked out by Conor in 2014, but he's 10-2-1 since then. He looked amazing in his fight in June over Dan Hooker, an incredible victory by decision, five rounds. So the way I'm attacking this fight, and I'm going small, I'm taking Poirier by submission at 11-1 and Poirier by submission 11-1 and Poirier by decision 7-1. Going light, if I'm betting Conor, I'm taking him by knockout minus 190. I just don't I don't want to lay that kind of number with a good fighter in Dustin. I think he's learned from his last fight. He looked great at the weigh-ins, which you can't put too much stock into. They all look great, but I think he's got a chance in this fight. If he could withstand kind of the first round, maybe get this up against the cage, kind of tire Conor out, he's going to become more and more alive as the fight goes on. Maybe even a live bet on Dustin after round three is a good strategy. He lost his first two rounds against Dan Hooker in June, rattled off three straight, kind of not as great of a fighter as Conor, obviously, but, you know, a lot of striking, a lot of power. I think Poirier's got a chance, and I think this number is now overreacting to Conor being back.
So if I hear you correctly, because I think there was some really good analysis in there, I want to hammer in that live betting point, because it was like the tail end of the analysis, but that strikes me as like kind of a smart piece of analysis, which is if you're watching the fight, like your entire handicap of the fight seems to be it's McGregor. Like we just did Packers early, Bucks late with the NFC championship game. It's like McGregor early, Poirier late. Like that seems like where you're kind of at here. Is it, I mean, you mentioned you're kind of going small on these various kind of like the specific outcomes of the fight. So another sound strategy would be like, what would you want to see in the first round, in the first two rounds of this fight, where then, you know, let's say it becomes more like a pick'em or like a McGregor minus 150, minus 130, entering the third, entering the fourth. Like, what would you want to see from a technical standpoint that maybe like our viewers could identify as like, oh, he's doing that, so now I know he's live to win the fight. Like, is there a strategy that he can be particularly effective at that we can identify to say he could be a good live bet?
Or, and maybe this is the answer, or is it just he needs to survive and get to the third round?
Right, like the bell ringing. Is the bell ringing?
If he is standing through round two and it seems like he's coherent and he's able to fight, I'm probably going to get down Poirier live. If I have to imagine, Conor, if this fight's going long, Conor's going to win the first two rounds pretty handily, and Poirier's line's going to shoot up because Conor wins one more round. Even if it goes to the decision, it's over. You know, so Poirier's going to, if he even lasts the first two rounds and he loses, he's going to shoot up to 4, 5, 6-1, where I probably get down again on Dustin, because I think as this fight goes on, it's going to play more to his strengths. He can maybe get this down to the ground. I mean, Conor's been submitted before, obviously by Khabib, you know, who's completely in his own world. But I think as this fight goes on, Poirier becomes more and more alive to stay in this fight. And again, it might not matter. Conor might just knock him out in two rounds. I personally think that just the value isn't there anymore for that type of bet.
I'll let Ken kind of take it to the co-main event. I have a question that's non-gambling related. So let's say Conor McGregor wins this fight, no matter how it happens. Decision, knockout, submission, doesn't matter. McGregor wins. What happens next? Like, Are we going to see McGregor and Habib? Are we going to see that again here? Like, does UFC take more of a spotlight if McGregor wins this fight here? Like, what happens if Conor McGregor wins this fight, which is the expectation, obviously, like, according to the betting markets, at least.
It seems like Dana White's trying to push this Khabib-Conor fight again. I mean, he said that then there was like some back and forth, but Khabib said that I need to see one of these four really show me something worth coming out of retirement for. I guess if Conor flattens Dustin in the first minute and a half, I guess that's as impressive as you could possibly be. I don't know if I would want to see that again. Conor also mentioned that he wants to start fighting again more. So maybe they kind of, maybe if Michael Chandler wins the co-main, he gets the big spotlight. This is his debut, and we could get into that in a little bit, but it seems like Conor's going to be around again more. But at the same time, if he wins this fight, the only one really for him is Khabib, and I don't know if I need to see that again either, you know? Maybe Gaethje, him and Gaethje would be that'd be a absolute slobber knocker, to quote my WWE people.
Well, you mentioned the Michael Chandler co-main event. I mean, let's talk about that, because obviously seems like there's some relationship between the two fights. Dan Hooker, it looks like a small favorite right now. I see like minus 130, plus 110, mm-hmm. minus 135, plus 105. Hooker Chandler, the co-main event. Is there a bet or, you know, some sort of winning method that you can use to handicap this fight?
Yeah. So I think this might steal the show as the fight of the night. Dan Hooker, every fight he fights in is barbaric. It is intense. I recommend, if you want to see Dustin Poirier and Dan Hooker fight from June, fight of the night contender from last year. It was amazing. But that's kind of the issue with Dan Hooker. He's in all these like big time, like really barbaric and bloody fights. Is there some wear and tear on him? So I see why he's favored, and he has a big size advantage. He's 6 feet tall. Michael Chandler's only 5'7". And getting into Michael Chandler, four-time All-American collegiate wrestler, coming over from Bellator, which is another promotion, but he's no slouch. He's a very, he's a fantastic fighter, and they're throwing him right into the wolves against Hooker. I lean Chandler as like a small dog here at like plus 110. I just think that he has the wrestling prowess to get this to the ground and can really take over. He's a complete fighter. He has 9 knockouts, 7 submissions, and 5 decisions. So he's been able to kind of do it through it all. I just think Hooker had a light, like he took a beating against Poirier. It was a 5-round, just vicious scrap. I wonder if there's some wear and tear here, and Chandler kind of knowing the stakes of the fight. If he loses this fight, he's going to kind of slip into nowhere in the lightweight card. He might draw Tony Ferguson, but that's kind of a middling, really good main event, but that's kind of not leading anywhere. If he wins this one, he might catapult himself into the lightweight title shot, against Khabib, against the winner of Conor or Poirier. He really puts himself and announces himself in the UFC. So I lean with Chandler just based on Hooker, maybe some wear and tear, Chandler's wrestling ability, and also I just think the stakes are really high for Chandler to come out and get a win. It's not a heavy lean. I'm not all in on Chandler. I think it's going to be a fantastic fight. I just think the wrestling edge may prove to be pivotal here.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Reed, we got about a minute to go here. Any other fight on the card, whether main or under, tickle your fancy, anything you're looking to bet that could be actionable for our listeners and viewers, would love if you shared it with us.
Yeah, I like Amanda Ribas to win by submission. It's around plus 290, plus 300. She's a considerable favorite. She's minus 330 against Marina Rodriguez. Rodriguez, really shaky takedown defense. She's been taken down 3 times and 5 times in her last 2 fights. Ribas already has proven to be one of the most vicious submission technicians on the mat. If this gets to the ground, I think she's going to finish Rodriguez pretty quickly and soundly. So, at a nice plus money prop. I like Hibas.
Read. Tell the people where. Great. Love the analysis there. Tell the people where they can find all the cool work you're doing for Radio.com Sports.
Yeah. So RDC Sports, sports betting page, and also BetQL. Make sure you follow BetQL on Twitter at BetQL app. Go to our website. Bunch of content being pushed out, especially ahead of the Super Bowl. We got a lot of fun stuff planned. And, you know, Nick, Ken, thanks for having me on, guys.
Reed, appreciate it, brother. Follow Reed on Twitter at Reed Wallach, WALLACH. My man, enjoy the fights tomorrow. We look forward to doing this again soon on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, guys.
That's Reed Wallach joining us here on You Better You Bet. So, you know, just take people behind the curtain a little bit here. So Reed, obviously, you could tell that was his first time on the, not because he was bad. He was very good. But like we said, it's his first time on the show. He thanked us for bringing him on. Yep. We had texted our buddy, Brent, my buddy, just because he's a friend of mine, my personal life, right. Brian Campbell from CBS is always my go-to guy. Brian couldn't come on. So we said to Tyler, like, you know, we are busy with a bunch of shit today. Can you get us an MMA guest? And he got Reed on. And I got to say, for a kid like that, and I call him kid because he's younger than me, obviously. I don't know how old he is. Am I at the age of 37 when I could start calling kids that are like in their like young to mid 20s? Is that a kid to me? Can I say
I think
that?
I think I saw on his Twitter profile he just graduated business school. So I'm going to guess like mid 20s, like 24.
So he's like a kid. So like to you, is that a kid to us? Like can get away with things?
Oh yeah.
So like, so I will. Like for a kid like that, first appearance on the show, I thought he did really well.
I agree. Enjoyed it. Yeah. Got more comfortable as it literally every answer after the first answer was like no problem whatsoever. For super
listen,
comfortable.
But listen, that's it. The shit ain't easy, man. Everyone thinks
you're telling me. I got more verbal crutches than anybody on earth. Yeah, you're telling me.
So I liked that a lot. I thought he was good and I thought his analysis was good. So we enjoyed that. So Reed is part of like the outstanding team that our buddy Tom Casale, the maestro, is building for radio.com sports betting. So hit Reed up, obviously follow Tom at the Tom Casale. We got a lot of cool stuff cooking with radio.com sports, BetQL, and of course the BetQL audio network. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, we'll close out the week with overnights. Ken Barkley's college basketball projections from Friday into Saturday. I got to say, I had 2 days off in a row. I'm like fresh as a fucking daisy right now. I feel like I've been like on fire the whole show. Is this what it feels like to have days off and be like recharged? Because it feels great.
Tell you, I tweeted yesterday a couple times during the show. That's how I felt yesterday off 1 day off. Moose and I were doing the show. The entire power hour was just like the Ken variety hour. Basically, I was just like ranting about trends and all this different shit with like Big Ten home court advantage. Like I was just going off, and every like 15 minutes I would be like, you know what I mean, Moose? You know what I mean? And he'd be like, oh my God, that was amazing. Like he was just basically like an audience member from like 6 to 7. It was ridiculous. So nice. I know that feeling. That's not quite how I'm feeling right now, but I know that feeling from yesterday. That's the best way.
There will never be just like the milk will never be our milk, like in Billy Madison. There will never be a fifth hour on the show unless the checkbook comes out, in which case we'll consider.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.